Okay. All right.
All right. I like how the screen dims when you do that.
it's the proverbial countdown clock.
I guess so. Are we on?
we are live.
Hey, happy
it's
New Year.
Right up there. Hi. I think in all of the years that we've done this, whether we've just been in here recording voiceover or anything, this is the first time on New Year's Day that we've ever been together.
Yes. 8 years or so. I got a holiday. And also a free day for me, changing things in my life a little bit. I am actually, for those of you interested or have been getting a hold of me through the radio group that I worked for, which was Intercom Radio. Yeah, that's in the past. Worked. I'm sort of headed for a semi-retirement and the adventure that goes with that sort of thing. And hopefully begin maybe spend a little more time doing this.
Yeah.
Which is I'm not getting out of broadcasting entirely, but it was the microphone that brought me to this weird dance.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue with that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a means of maintaining my art and sanity.
The bittersweet symphony.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Stop it.
Sorry. I was thinking the verb. It went in my head. Yeah. Dun, dun, yeah. Yep. So
anyway, 2019 begins with some hope and challenges for yours truly and you.
Yeah, absolutely. I got engaged to my lovely fiance, Amanda. We are going to get married this year.
Hey, and pop the question.
That's right.
Hey, pop the question.
And that's a whole other story, but it was with a box of donuts and was actually down off 18 and Vine. It was by our first date. I took her to see, it was a risk, but I took her to see Candido, the 98-year-old Congo player. And
yeah.
He got up there and he was nailing it. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Tavis Minner. We interviewed around Thanksgiving. He's a very talented singer from Oklahoma that's here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Wonderful educator. And anybody that's out there that needs a very strong male vocalist here in Kansas City, he's the guy.
I'm a strong male vocalist, but I don't know that I can necessarily stay on key.
Speaking of staying on key, I picked the ideal album to start off 2019. And it is a dandy, and it will be a short little story here. It'll segue well into what I want to talk about,
okay.
Is the needle drops.
Yes, old
popcorn.
Old DJs
Mars.
Never die, they just segue away.
That's right.
All right, let's see what we got here.
And then I'll show them that.
Oh, yeah. I just dropped it on the first cut.
Yes, which is perfect.
It begins with a B.
It is Bamboo. Yeah.
Bamboo.
Side one. I actually got this signed by Mr. Chris Hazelton. This is the best way to start out the new year. Chris Hazelton's Boogaloo 7, the Basement Beat. Beautiful album. One of the best from last year. Absolutely.
Doing my Carol Merrill.
That's right. I love the artwork, too. It's wonderful. Sunflower Records.
That's a groove, man.
Man, I tell you what. So, what I wanted to talk about, this is a perfect segue. Chris Hazelton performs down at the Green Lady, and we went down to the Green Lady recently and caught him, and it was the precursor to catching kind of a star-studded show.
Yeah.
Dave Scott from New York City was in town. Steve Cardenas, who's a wonderfully gifted guitarist. Matt Otto. Ben Lifer on bass. And Marty was on the drums, and it was about 100 people, and I'd never been to a show in Kansas City that had that much electricity in the room. It was amazing.
Yeah, you were posting from the location at one point.
Yes.
Appeared to be having I was typically working.
Yeah.
So I maybe have a little more time to attend some of those functions with you.
Yes. And the beauty of this was all these guys were in town. It was the holidays, but they didn't play together, so you could tell there wasn't a tightness, but they were so veteran, they came together well. But at one point, Matt Otto did a solo of an Ornette Coleman song. I can't remember the song, but anyway, he had that place silent. I've never been at a live show where he was up there, and the way he was undulating and the way he was pushing air from his mouth into that horn and the way he arrested that room, like even thinking about it right now, I can't even... I think I may not have filmed it because I was so transfixed by what he was doing.
Yeah.
But it was amazing.
And could you have even gotten it
there was no way you could capture that.
That's half of it, is the performance. One of the reasons I wish I had been around for the big band era. I'm old enough to remember when big band artists who had survived that era were starting to commingle with the rock and roll and the bebop that was taking place at that time.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to hear real jazz developing, you just about had to do it on the public television station.
Yeah.
Or on occasion, maybe some of the variety shows that would feature Goodman or Harry James.
It's funny you say Goodman. There was a guy that I interviewed recently, and I wish I could remember. He was a veteran guy, but it blew me away. I was like, what show? Because I always ask them what shows they've seen in their lives that have left an impression jazz-wise. So I asked this particular cat, and it's going to come to me. I'm drawing a blank right now. But I said, what show did you see growing up that really formed the way you conceptualized jazz? And he was like, I caught Benny Goodman. And I was just like, oh, my God. It's just like, that's like... That's another question that I ask is, if you can get the Jazz DeLorean punch in the digits, docks at the Realm, and you can go wherever you want, I hear that. But he was there, and it'll come to me. And if it doesn't come to me now, I'm going to put it in my notes whenever we post this. But yeah.
As a kid, I was mesmerized by Dizzy Gillespie, but I would have to admit it was the jowls.
That's what Matt was doing during that solo, but it was the way he was playing that. It's like when you hear Charlie Parker... threw his soul into that horn and just emitted himself. That's what he did. There was something about... And I've interviewed Matt before, and he is a very interesting cat. He practices. He has that Coltrane mentality of... He almost practiced to a fault. And he had said at one point that he was getting some numbness, and the doctor said, hey, you got to kind of step back from this. But he is such a devotee to what he does and his horn and the sound and the voice that's what he does, and I felt it, the room.
Well, yeah, not to be corny, but... watching some of these guys as they become one with the instrument,
man,
back and forth, and that's what you were watching.
Absolutely. Which reminds me, E.E. Pointer just came on, and I caught him. He has a blended Zen jazz that I caught at the Neon Gallery.
Yep.
Those guys, I remember, did the same thing to me. They had this sound and this collective, and it was a lot of these veteran players that were playing. I always like to say the Zen jazz that he plays is something that no one's doing. And the fact that it isn't bigger and more national, widespread, blows me away. But it's beautiful music, so...
Are the jazz bands still getting around to schools to play once in a while?
I think so.
Because that's where I first... outside of that, when my exposure to jazz was in junior high school.
Yeah.
When they brought a band in to play some of the... the standards, some of the popular stuff going on, right? But also some of the standards.
Yeah.
But also some of, in one particular case, there was a flautist that got up there and did a version of Lalo Schifrin's Mission Impossible thing. And I was mesmerized as he played with it. He played it pretty much straight, and then they took another thing, and the guy just decided to show his prowess. And I never forgot it.
And that's the thing. How many dreams get incubated by that one performance that these guys put on? They have to know that. And I've heard a lot of, in the interviews that I've done, they're like, Brian Blade came through. Wynton Marsalis was really big about coming to some schools, and kids thought they were big shots, and he'd humiliate them. Not overtly, but he would be like, all right, so what do you got, kid? What are you doing?
Sure.
And it would turn into a deal, but I think that's huge. And I know, personally, working in the Grandview School District, Mark Pender came to a middle school one time, and he got in there and had that patent horn in the air, and all those kids were like, wow. And I think that it bore a lot of dreams that are going to come to fruition later on, that are like, they can do this. They can play in a late night band. They can make a living. They can cultivate their love, release albums on their own. So anyway, I think there's a lot of that that's rings true, and it's a great beginning for a lot of these young minds.
Yeah.
So... it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But what I do want to say, in the background again, I just want to bring up, and I brought up a little parable, the Matt Otto Ensemble played at the Black Dolphin, but the Green Lady is the place. If you want to see some solid gold jazz in the appropriate manner and way, if you see Chris and you see the band nailing it down there with the Green Lady, anybody that's down there, Max Groove, all those guys, I don't want to pigeonhole Chris, but what John Scott's got going on down there is truly magical. It's New York City Major League stuff that's here in Kansas City, and it's supporting live local jazz. It's always free to get in. You weave it into your tip, whatever you want to give the band. So it's kind of that modern era of like buying albums based on what you want to give. And people, and that United Way mentality tend to give when they have that option. So it's a good thing.
Yep.
It's democratic money, and that's the way we like it around here.
So. All right.
All right.
Not a heck of a lot else to say. Just enjoy the jazz,
that's
my
right.
friends.
Another new year. We're kicking it off.
As we say in my church, are all minds free.
And we are here to free your mind. So with that,
yep.
we'll turn it up and we'll angle out of here. Serendipity.
Oh, right at the end.
Can you believe it? Oh, that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect.
Kaboom.
Oh, my God.
Neon Jazz.